Let's talk about the tax cut deal that came together late this week. Six bills, three from the House, three from the Senate. Pretty good compromise, about $35 million in tax cut revenue if you add it all up. Is it the deal that you had hoped for?
Well, not in the specifics, but I think the combination of the bills that ended up passing are diverse in that they pretty much touch every Arkansan out there. There's tax relief for certainly low income. There's incentive for business. There's incentive for economic development over in the most economically distressed area of the state, over in East Arkansas. We've got, I think, a good bunch of bills that the people of the state of Arkansas will appreciate. And the good thing about it, it came about as a result of work on both ends of the Capitol here and across the aisles. It was Democrat, Republican, House and Senate compromise and getting together. And, of course, the governor having his strong leadership in the midst of it. But I think we ended up with a good batch of tax cut bills.
Well, we saw a lot of what was going on. You saw some display from some House members voting on some general improvement fund money. You saw them on some budget bills throughout the session. What led to the breakthrough? I mean, kind of what was the tipping point in these negotiations to cut this tax cut compromise?
Well, obviously, each house has its own strong opinions about what's best for the people of the state of Arkansas. And the way the political process worked and the bills that went out and down to the Senate, and I think, the governor had good communication with the Senate down there, and they kind of had some agreement on the bills that they thought were meritorious. And the House had some concerns about good bills that we had down there that didn't seem to be having any legs, and we just had a lot of good talks together. And
that's so vague. You can't tell me any more about what these talks entailed. I mean, whose arms were broken, I guess, is my question. We
were advocating for some tax cuts that we felt very strongly about on the House, and after a lot of discussion on it, we had agreement in the Senate and the governor that we had a couple of good House tax bills down there, three of them that deserve some favorable action, and lo and behold, we got it done today. At least step one today. We're moving, and I have every faith that we'll get it done.
Let's shift gears to highways, no pun intended. Obviously, you are pushing a roads program here for interstate and four-lane highways. Right now, the diesel fuel tax increase of 5 cents is down in the Senate right now.
Right.
Bring me up to speed on where negotiations are with that and how optimistic or pessimistic you are that you can get that out of the Senate public transportation panel.
Well, I'm optimistic. I'd say I'm very optimistic because it's the right thing to do. Now, in politics somewhere, sometimes that's not the defining element as to what gets done. But from the beginning of the session, this has been a cause that I've tried to keep at the forefront in the House, and now I've tried to move that momentum down to the Senate, simply because we have a funding deficiency in our highway funding stream right now that is going to have continuing negative impacts, certainly on the safety of our citizens of our state as they move about in our very mobile society, but also of paramount importance to the future of economic development in the state. Without good roads to deliver goods and services around the state, all of our other efforts for economic development are going to be substantially impaired. Certainly in the business world, it's pretty fundamental that industry staying, industry coming into a state, look at the state's the road system that are there that they'll be utilizing, and the state's ability to fund their highways. So the diesel tax proposal that will be referred to the people, of course, the people of the state ultimately get to make that decision if this is if this is the right thing to do, the right way to fund our highways. it is simply the only option that we have right now left in this session to do something to take care of this very substantial problem. There certainly is a consensus. The Trucking Association is supportive of the tax, which they'll be the primary segment of the population that will be paying the tax. They realize that if that doesn't send a strong message when an entity or an association is indicating its support to tax itself because of the dire needs to make the repairs to our highways, I don't think anything can speak any louder than that. Of course, the fact that state chambers, Association of Arkansas Counties, Municipal League, all support this proposal just gives you a pretty good grasp of the recognition of the problem and that this is the way that we have to fix it. So I'm going to assume that for whatever considerations are down there on that committee, that they're ultimately going to look at the fact that this is the right thing to do for the people of the state of Arkansas, and they're going to cast their vote accordingly.
One of the things that I think you were ambitious about at the very beginning of the session was changing the formula for which we pay for roads, and clearly there wasn't consensus there to do something dramatically different, and so we've gone after the same tax structure that has been used in the past, basically, in your proposal. Do you think that the formula for changing the way we fund roads can change, or is it imperative still to you that it must change? And where does that political will come from if it's not here today?
Very good question, because yes, fundamentally, we're going to have to find a different way that we get our highway funding. Right now, it's based on a gallonage tax. We know all the reasons that consumption's going, prices go up, consumption go down. Vehicles are more efficient. People feel efficient. People travel less. As the consumption goes down, our revenue goes down. But the cost of maintaining our highways is continuing to go up. Just the usage and certainly the heavy haulers and things that are continuing to impact our roadways. And so what I started out in the beginning of the session was that we should go from a gallonage tax to an excise tax so that we're as costs, I get choked when I talk about it because of the reaction I got, but as cost increased, we should have the ability to increase the funds that are available. Obviously, there was, in spite of my best effort, that didn't sell. And of course, the primary thing that I got as a pushback was just not the right time. You know, it's not the right time for this kind of new tax. Which, of course, I countered. There is never a right time for this kind of tax. I mean, it's tough now. It's going to be tough anytime. I am concerned that. Not having found a great deal of support in there, and there definitely I had some support out there. There's no doubt. I just never was convinced that I had enough to get it all the way through the process. And I didn't want to ask members to have that political liability of voting for a tax if I didn't think that we were going to ultimately be successful, and I didn't think that. But if the thing that really does concern me, with the situation that we're in, the knowledge that we have regarding the deficiency in our funding and leadership really working hard to get this out to the legislature, and we weren't able to do it, I don't know when we're going to get that will. And the bad thing about it is that the will ultimately develop because the highways will get so bad, ultimately. If we don't do anything different, whether that's 10 years or 15 years, but they'll get so bad that people demand that that we make those tough decisions, find a different funding model. By then, the costs are exorbitant. The damage that's done to our economy in the future because of having poor roads is going to be long term.